I thank God for favor. Amen. I praise him for favor. F-A-V-O-R. Y'all thought I was going to spell flower, didn't you? I thank God for his supernatural favor, because it works anywhere and at any time. And what I like about it the most, it can work on anybody. Amen. I was thinking about favor this week. God causes strange things to take place. Favor can work on the most hardened heart and turn it around. Favor can change folks' minds and remove things out of existence. Favor is a power. It's an authority. It's more than a word. Favor is something that lives and it breathes and it has the ability to create and to manifest and to make things happen that you wouldn't normally think that would happen. I like favor because favor has the ability to go before you and work out all the crooked places. Favor can be behind you and trust you and protect you and keep you. Favor has many means and can do many things. And as we read the book of Psalms, we'll see how favor can actually move in a spectacular way. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains stripped like lambs, skipped like lambs, and the little hills like lambs. What ail thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. We're talking about favor here. You say, well, what does that have to do with favor? If you know anything about the story of Jacob, you know that Jacob was the only man in the Bible that saw God face to face. Moses didn't see God face to face. Moses saw God's hind parts. But Jacob saw him face to face, and he named a place after it because it means God's face. He named it Peniel, and because it means God's face. He saw God face to face. So Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, and God is trying to let us know that when you have favor with God, you are able to see God as he really is. You can see God moving in circumstances. You can see God moving in situations. Favor allows you to see past the natural and see that which is invisible. Favor gives you the ability to sense those things that others can't sense. Favor moves for you because favor is more than just a word. Favor is a person. Amen. How many know that favor operates out of Christ and Christ operates through favor? Why? Because Christ is the favor that God has given us. God gave us favor that has authority and has power and has dominion. All we've got to do is have confidence and faith in God. And we got to hold fast our profession of faith, knowing that God can do all things and there is nothing impossible. All you have to do is do what? Is just believe. Sometimes some of the things you have to believe seem to be impossible. Some of the things you have to trust God for just don't seem looking like they're going to happen. But regardless of what the wind is doing, you have to believe that it's going to stop. Regardless of how hard it may rain, you have to believe that it's going to stop. You have to believe, even though there may be a drought, you have to believe that somehow God's going to water the earth. God's going to water your life. God's going to move for you. But you've got to believe. You can't be moved by what others say. You can't be moved by what others think. I found out that a lot of times I can't even be moved by what I think. Because if I allow my thinking to control my path, then I'll miss out on what God has for me. I can't allow my thinking to control the destiny that God has set for us. You cannot allow your thinking to control your destiny. You have to be led by the Spirit of God, and faith will make a way for you. As I was looking, it says, Judah was his sanctuary. We know that Judah represents praise, and God inhabits what? God inhabits praise. And what I found out about Judah, when you have praise, when you praise God, and God inhabits your praise, guess what it does? It produces favor with God. It produces favor in your life. Why? Because God, when anytime God comes in, anytime God shows up on the scene, something's going to happen. Something's got to be removed. Something's got to be blessed. Anytime the presence of God is on the way, you might be sick. The presence of God manifests itself. You get healed. You might be discouraged. The presence of God manifests itself. You get encouraged. You might be downtrodden, but the presence of God will give you the strength and the joy to know that there is no weapon formed against you that has the ability to prosper, and that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that has enabled you or strengthened you and guarded you on your path. I thank God for favor today. I appreciate favor. Favor allows you to believe God for things that just not normally going to happen. Amen. I'm telling you something about favor. Last time we had this stuff fixed, it cost $3,500. How many hear me? I had a guy come in here who is hard-nosed, hard-hearted, and lay back in the chair and couldn't believe what he was saying. And said, I'll do it for $500. Huh? Favor can take the hardest heart and make it soft. Favor can take the troubled mind and make it easy going. I'm telling you, he did it for $500. Not only did he do both sides, but he went back there up under the back, and he did the up under there, and he just added it all in. Why? Because once favor starts moving, it don't stop. I said, why don't since you up there, why don't you fix that light? Man, I ain't fixing that light. That's going to cost you $100 extra. But God had already told me that he was going to fix it and he wasn't going to charge. I said, go ahead and fix it. Man, I'm going to charge you $100 for fixing that light. Go ahead and fix it. What happened was, one of his workers come down the aisle and climbed that scaffolding. And I was sitting right there, and he had went out. And this worker said, hey, Reverend, you want me to fix this light while I'm up here? I said, glory to God. I said, how much you charging me? He said, nothing. So when the guy come back in, he looked up and saw his worker and fixed the light. He says, man, what you do that for? He said, it was out. And then he looked up at me and laughed. He said, you got me again. I said, no, God got you. Favor moves. It just don't stay in one place. If one person don't want to operate it, find somebody else that will. God is going to have a people that's going to do a work for God. The Bible says that all the riches are being laid up for us. But we've got to stay in a position in order to inherit what God has for us. We have to keep our minds straight and our hearts clean and our spirits clean so that we can inhabit what God has for us. I want favor to continue to work for me. I want favor to go before me and work out every crooked place. And as we see, as favor inhabit in sanctuary and Israel his dominion, we look at Judah being praised and we look at Israel, which is the body, God having dominion over the body. And then when the sea perceived and saw the presence of God, it moved. How many know that Moses had to raise his hand to get the Red Sea to part? But God looked at the praise that was in the people. He looked at the worship that was in the people, and favor went before them. Favor went before them and parted the Jordan. Joshua didn't have to say, part the Jordan, waters part. All the thing he said was, when you see the ark go before you, you follow it. Why? Because it's always going to be the word of God that's going to create favor in your life. If you stand on the word, you can have what you say and what you believe. If you stand on the word, you can walk in healing. If you stand on the word, you can walk in deliverance. If you stand on the word, God will create miracles for you. If you stand on the word, whatever you ask in his name, believe it, it'll come to pass. But you've got to stand on the word. Hallelujah. The Jordan was driven back. We know that the sea represents waves. Hallelujah. Praise causes waves to move out of your way. We know that Jordan represents trials and tribulations. When they see the presence of God, your trials and your troubles will got to move. We spend all of our time rebuking stuff when we ought to be praising God. When you praise God, you don't have to rebuke. When you praise God, God fights your battle for you. God caused the Jordan to roll back for you because he sees your way. He sees the praise in your life. God will cause your troubles and your trials not to affect you the way they've been affecting you, because praise and worship creates an atmosphere around you that the God will dwell in, and the presence of God will create miracles for you, and you don't have to worry about it. And then you will find out, even the question is, what aileth thee? Oh, when mountains skip like lambs and the little hills like lambs. Why? Because you can say unto this mountain, to be thou removed, and it's got to be removed. Why? Because you believe in God, and you believe that the favor of God has the power and the ability to move whatever's standing in your way. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, what aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou flittest? See, what made you run? What made you roll back, see? It was the presence of God. You got to create an atmosphere in your life so that you can keep the presence of God in your area, in your world. Because the presence of God creates things for you. Praise. Worship will cause the things that seemeth to be so far off that you can't comprehend or grab to come forth into your midst so that you can walk in the midst of it. There are things that God has promised us, and the only way he's going to do it is if we continue to praise and we continue to worship him and we keep our faith in God and we stand on the word of God. One thing Pastor Hart taught us to do was stand on the word. Regardless of what you see, stand on the word. Regardless of how you feel, stand on the word. Regardless of what is going on around you, stand on the word. Regardless of what people think about you, stand on the word. Regardless of what troubles you may have, stand on the word. Regardless if you stick, you stand on the word, because he understood if you stood on the word, then faith was going to come forth. And if faith come forth, it was going to create favor in your life, and favor was going to bring what you needed. Favor would bring you healing. Favor would bring you deliverance. Favor would bring you financial blessings. Favor would bring you deliverance. Favor would bring you everything that you have needed. Why? Because in the midst of favor is the presence of God, and wherever God is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God of Jacob. I like it when it says, tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You got a lot of enemies. Amen. But the word of God says, tremble, thou earth, at the presence of God. If you create an atmosphere in your life and around you where the presence of God is manifesting, guess what? Your enemies will tremble. Earth represents flesh and the natural things. It's got to tremble. It don't have any ability to you. So what is it saying? Favor puts you in a position, puts you in a place where you can look through the natural and see in the spirit and see those things that are not as though they are. And you can call things into existence. And you can believe that whatever it is you're believing God for, God's going to move for you. Why? Because God searches the intents of your heart. He already know what you got. God already said, if he feeds the sparrow and all this, why would you have to worry what you shall eat or what you shall wear? But we have to have faith with God and believe that his favor is supernatural. His favor is everlasting. And his favor is true. And his favor is sure. But you've got to have faith in God and believe God and trust God. You can't let your mind separate you from what God. You've got to let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, to believe that if you present yourself to the Father, he'll come forth in you and do the work that you need done. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the presence of God. Sure, there are times I get discouraged. Sure, there are times I want to quit. Sure, there are times I want to run. Sure, there are times I don't want to get out of the bed. Sure, there are times I want to just shut down. But then there's times when God said, don't worry about that, son. You're going to have those times. But what you have to do is bring everything under subjection to the power of God, because my favor is greater than your problem. My favor is greater than your circumstance. My favor is greater than how you feel. So you got to get up, and if you have to, you got to offer up unto God a sacrifice of praise. Father, I don't feel like crazy today, but I praise you anyway. Lord, I'm tired in my body, but I'm going to praise you anyway. I got trouble on the left and trouble on the right, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Lord God, my finances are bad, but I'm going to praise you anyway. Why do I praise you? Because I create an atmosphere for the presence of God. God. And wherever the presence of God is, he's going to bring forth liberty. He's going to bring forth freedom. He's going to bring forth the blessing. And favor will overwhelm any circumstance that you're going through. Hallelujah. I thank God for favor. Hallelujah. I've learned that you can't make it without favor. I know how favor works. Favor just don't work on spiritual things, but favor works on inanimate things. Somebody say, what you talking about? Favor works. I told the story at Brother Hart's home going how when he got chewed up by the dogs, and I was rushing him to Beaumont Hospital, and we were flying down Woodward Avenue at about 4 o'clock in the evening, in the afternoon, flying down Woodward Avenue, and every light was turning green. We were doing about 50 to 55 miles an hour, no policemen. Every light turned green right on the spot. We never had to stop at one time. It showed me that God has the ability to work on inanimate things. So there ain't nothing that God can't do for you. There ain't nothing that God can't provide for you. But you have to have faith. There was faith in the car because the whole time he was hollering, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory all the time. Why? If you create an atmosphere for God, God will go before you and create an atmosphere that you can move in. Believe me, try it. Try it and see if it don't work. Hallelujah. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody's looking for a miracle. All I want is favor with God. Hallelujah. I want favor with God. Because if I got favor with God, I'm not going to need a miracle. Because if I got favor with God, I won't be kept by his power. He's going to constantly look out for me. He's going to constantly provide. He's going to constantly move. Amen. And I thank God for favor today. Today, there's some folks up in here that need God to touch them with his favor in their bodies, their minds, and in their spirits. I don't know about you, but I have enough faith in God to believe that God can do whatever it is that you need him to do today. You don't have to leave here sad. You don't have to leave here discouraged. You don't have to leave here down, beat up, or sick. But you can leave here healed, delivered, and set free by the power of God. Amen. So if you're one of those folks and you need God to touch you this morning, I want you to come meet me down here and bring your need with you. And be prepared to leave it at the altar. Amen. God is a powerful and a great God. And God is a God of love. God is a God of love. And I appreciate him. And I thank God for his love. And for his peace and his mercy. Amen. So as we continue to trust in him and believe in him, we can count on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.